Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister, Martha. Mary was one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother, Lazarus, who was ill. So the sister sent word to Jesus, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God. The Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he had heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then, after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this, and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews were with her in the house comforting her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Why does Jesus weep? I think we've all heard this passage before. Familiar with it? Know it's a big deal. But we have to ask the question, why does he weep? It so clearly reveals the depths of his heart, but we're not quite sure what it is exactly it reveals. I've heard before, it's because in Jesus' humanity, he weeps in the face of death, and in the face of grief, in the face of suffering. And I think that's real. I think that's true. But I don't think that's the whole story. That Christ became one of us, became human, and entered into our grief, our pain, our suffering, when we face the great loss of death, the great misery that is death. And in the face of all that, Jesus weeps at the loss of Lazarus. But I don't think that's the only reason he weeps. In Jesus' divinity, he weeps because he sees such lack of faith. Martha comes to him with some faith, like, "Lord, I believe at the end of time he'll rise the resurrection from the dead." And Jesus knows there's so much more he wants. And he draws her to a deeper faith and makes her say, like, he makes her believe more and more, saying, "I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this?" Martha responds, "Yes, Lord. I've come to believe you are the Christ." And then when the other Jews don't believe, they're crying at what's happening, and they don't realize who is standing in front of them. Life himself, God made man in Jesus Christ. They don't have the faith of just who Jesus is. And twice he becomes perturbed. Maybe he could have done something. The man who cured the blind man, maybe he could have healed Lazarus before he died. And again, Jesus is perturbed because of the lack of faith. I think he also weeps because of just the lack of faith that he sees there in just who Jesus is. But I don't think that's it either. I don't think that's the whole story. If it were just Jesus' grief in the face of death, it doesn't quite make sense because Jesus knows he's going to go and raise Lazarus in just a few moments. If it's just the lack of faith that grieves Jesus, that seems a little cold, that Jesus is so above us, he doesn't come down to our humanity. I think that's both true. I think there's a third reason, possibly, that Jesus weeps for Lazarus. For love of his friend. Yes, Jesus weeps from misery, from an absolute lack. But he also weeps for mercy, for the absolute fullness in his heart. If we would read on just a few more verses in this chapter of John's Gospel, we would read that many came to believe because of what Jesus did for Lazarus, raising him from the dead. But the Pharisees heard of this, and they said it was that day that they began to plot Jesus' death. And it was that very day Jesus could no longer go in public. Jesus knew that by raising Lazarus from the dead, this was his death sentence. By life himself giving life to Lazarus, that meant death for him. It was the beginning of the end. Truthfully, the beginning. But by Jesus raising Lazarus, he knew his crucifixion was coming in just a number of days. It's as if Jesus weeps interiorly in his heart, saying, "Of course I will die for Lazarus." It's as if he weeps in the fullness of his heart for love, for mercy, for each of us, saying, "Of course I will do that." He knows what this will cost him, and he weeps from an abundance. "Of course I will embrace my cross," because he knows what raising Lazarus will do. He doesn't give cheap words. He doesn't shy around it. He wrestles. He engages. He grabs death right there. And he weeps for love of those he will die for. Lastly, for Lazarus, but also for all of us, in our misery, in death. In the Oratory of St. Mary Magdalene, in the very back of it, we have, from the first reading today, carved in the back, "Behold, I will have you rise from your graves, O my people." It's engraved in stone, prominently facing all the graves, by faith saying, this is what will happen. And our Lord in the Eucharist gazes upon all those who have died. Jesus is not scared of death, and he is not shy around it. He faces it head on. And so in our misery of our death, in our misery of our hearts that are faithless, we come before Jesus in the Eucharist, always open for us to see, always open for us to see his heart. And his heart there weeps for us in the fullness of his mercy, and he weeps for love. The final days before Holy Week, next Sunday, we have to come to know the heart of Jesus, to know interiorly why he goes to embrace the cross, so that when we are with him this next week on Passion Sunday coming up, we will know why he does what he does, why he weeps, so we know why he embraces the cross.